Greetings, my friends, and welcome back to Scripture and Prophecy. I'm your host, Sean. Today is Friday, January 12th, 2018. And schedule is a little different this week just because we did a prophecy new style podcast on Wednesday. So today we are doing our study in the Gospel of Matthew, and we're ready for chapter 10. And chapter 10 is a pretty important chapter. Well, they're all very important and very enlightening, but this is the one where he sends out his 12 apostles, and he gives, you know, some prophetic words and that matter to us today, and just this is a lot to. It's a very short chapter. It's only, let's see here, it's only 42. Well, I guess it's a normal size chapter, 42 verses, but it's 42 verses chock full of things that we could talk about for hours, and we're going to stuff it into 20 or 30 minutes here. So, without further delay, because I want to make sure that we have plenty of time, let's get started. The book of Matthew, chapter 10, King James Bible. Verse 1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the publican, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Lebbaeus, whose surname was Thaddaeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out the devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. All right, so he's sending out the 12 disciples here, and I'm sure I mispronounced some of those names. He's sending them out, and he's very clear that, you know, at this point in time, that, you know, this information's not to go to the Gentiles, but it's to go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. You know, it's to call the house of Israel to repentance, telling them that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And, you know, and all these things are going before them that they're able to do, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise dead, cast out devils. And he's telling them, you know, don't even take anything. Everything that you need will be provided along the way. Verse 11. And into whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who is in it is worthy, and there abide till you go thence. And when you come into a house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust off your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Now, this is a very, very important scripture. One to be taken seriously. Verse 15, he says, or verse 14 and 15, he says, And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Folks, it's going to be more tolerable on judgment day for Sodom and Gomorrah, a place that was so wicked, so filled with perversity and evil, that fire and brimstone rained upon it to destroy it off the face of the earth. But in the day of judgment, it'll be, you know, they're going to be better off than those who receive, than those who refuse to receive the gospel. And I want you to think about that. It's very, very serious. You know, it's one thing to live your life and to be ungodly, but you've never heard the truth, right? You've never heard the gospel. It's another thing when you've had the gospel preached to you, when you've been told that the kingdom of heaven is here, when you've been told about Jesus Christ, and you reject it. It'll be better for Sodom and Gomorrah than for the person who has rejected the gospel, who has rejected the free gift, who is turning their nose up to the Son of God. Spurgeon says it like this: despised and rejected privileges make the fiercest fuel for the fires of hell. They who might have heard the gospel and would not hear it shall find the hand of God more heavy upon them than it will be even upon the accursed Sodomites. Woe then unto such as live in London. You know, he's talking specifically about the city of London. Yet who will not hear the word of the Lord, or when they do hear it, will not accept it. And folks, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you're a pastor's child. You reject the gospel, there's no salvation. It doesn't matter if you're a Jew. All the Jewish people who have heard the gospel of truth, who have rejected it, who have turned their nose up, who have blasphemed the Lord Jesus Christ, who have spit on his name, they have heard the gospel and reject it. It'll be worse for them in the day of judgment than Sodom and Gomorrah, according to the scriptures. It's very, very serious. Verse 16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And I think he's being prophetic here now, not just about what they're going to face, but what believers, what disciples of Jesus Christ will face throughout all of history. And we can see that starting with verse 21. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. You see, folks, following Christ cost you something. You know, when you follow Jesus, you're going to run into problems. Problems in your own household. Brothers will be giving up their brothers. Fathers turning on their sons. Sons turning on their fathers for this, because of the name of Jesus. And you have to finish this race. That's why Jesus says in countless places, he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Not he who makes it half his life. Not he who makes it 3/4 of his life. But he who finishes his life, who endureth to the end, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 23. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Folks, when you stand for Christ, and you stand up against evil, and you say the only way to salvation is through the Lord Jesus Christ, when you say you can't get through it through any other religion, including Judaism, it's only through the Lord Jesus Christ, guess what? People are going to start calling you names. They're going to say you're a false prophet, you're demonic, how dare you? That's what's going to happen. And you should not be surprised by this, because if they, like Jesus says, if they called me, if they called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? You know, if they're willing to say these things about the Lord Jesus Christ, how much more are they going to say it about you? You know, this is part of the truth of following Jesus, of being a disciple of Jesus, that you don't hear a lot about in churches. You know, you rarely are going to go to church and the church is going to be like, look, you need to follow Christ. It's the only way to salvation, and it's going to cost you something. People are going to hate you. People in your own house are going to hate you, potentially. But it's worth it because you're going to inherit the kingdom of God. Verse 26, fear them not, therefore. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in the light. And what you hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which can kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear you not, therefore, ye are more value than many sparrows. Jesus is saying, this is how much detail, this is how much God is paying attention to you. You think that God's not paying attention to you, that he doesn't know much about you, that you're not a thought in his mind. Jesus is saying, look, there's not a sparrow that falls out of the sky. Not one that your Father in heaven doesn't know about. Matter of fact, he knows every hair. He knows the number of hairs on your head. And you are much more valuable than sparrows. Verse 32. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him I will confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Folks, you got to confess with your mouth. That's part of it. And it's not a problem to confess. I mean, I understand. It can be challenging in certain circumstances and at work, you know, to talk about your faith and things like that. Paul says, and this is the good news, that if you believe with your heart, with your whole heart, on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you confess that with your mouth, and you believe that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved, folks. You believe it. And you confess it with your mouth. And Jesus is saying, hey, look, if you confess with your mouth, if you're not ashamed of me, if you will say before men, admit before men that you're with me, that you believe in me, then I will confess you before my Father. But if you do not confess, if you deny me before men, I'm going to deny you before my Father. Very serious passage. 34. Think not that I have come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. You see, folks, and some of you are experiencing this in your own house right now. Maybe you have a child or a spouse and you guys are at odds. Maybe they've begun to even despise you because of your faith in Jesus Christ. This is what Jesus is talking about. He's saying, don't think that I've come to bring peace. I've come to bring a sword. Because when you stand with me, when you put your faith in me, when you say, I'm going to live for Christ, and I'm going to follow him above all else, and he's going to come first, he's going to come before my, you know, before anybody else, guess what? The people within your own household, within your own families, who do not follow Jesus, they're going to persecute you. They're going to say mean things about you. They're going to talk about you behind your back. They're going to be unkind to you, even though they're members of your own household. This is just the reality of the situation. Following Jesus costs something. Look at this, verse 37. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. What Jesus is saying here is, look, you're not worthy of me if you're not going to put me first. If you're more worried about pleasing mom and dad, if you're more worried about pleasing the children than you are about pleasing God, you're not worthy of me. If you're not willing to take up your cross every day and deny yourself, see, this is what it means when he says to lose your life. In other words, you give up your desires, your dreams, your passions, your whatever, to follow Jesus. That's what it means to give up your life. He says, if you give up your life, if you'll lose it for my sake, you'll actually gain it. Verse 40. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. And that is the end of chapter 10, folks. You know, I talk about this a lot, how following Christ, how it does cost you something. And it's not always easy. It's not always easy, and it is a daily thing to die to yourself, right? Because you have desires, you have things that you want. You know, you're fighting against your flesh. Charles Spurgeon says this in regards to a brother shall deliver up brother and father deliver up child. He says, when we give ourselves to Christ, we must do it without any reserve, and be prepared to follow him even to the bitter end if necessary. If all men should forsake us, if death should be our portion because of our allegiance to Christ, we dare not draw back. To do that would lead to our destination, but to endure unto the end, this is eternal salvation. You know, I just pray that this would be, you know, manifest in my own life, that I would be so in love with Jesus Christ, that I would be so committed to him and to his gospel and to the truth and to the Father and to the Holy Spirit and to the Word and to preaching the kingdom and to spreading the truth, that my own life would mean nothing to me. And it's hard, folks. It's hard to do that. You know, we all have things we love, and it's not necessarily bad. It's just nothing can come before Christ, and that's where it gets sticky, and that's where it gets hard, and that's where it gets challenging, is making sure that we're putting the kingdom, that we're putting God and his son Jesus before all else, and making sure that's our attitude, and that's our, you know, our passion and our love. Well, I hope that this broadcast blessed you this morning. And you can visit the website, scriptureandprophecy.com, and you'll see all the archives there. Right in the middle of a page is a big, giant SoundCloud player. I'll just pull it up real quick. And you can listen to all the archives right there. Also, on the YouTube channel, you can go and find everything there, and you can even use the little search box to search for a specific topic. We've talked about a lot of things. The website's also where you go to support the mission of truth, and it's also where you can go to sign up for the email list, which I only use to reach out to the masses once in a great while, and it's specifically there just in case the day ever comes where they shut down the podcast or the YouTube channel. Now, if you've tried to sign up for it and you're having issues, you're not getting a confirmation email, it's because that confirmation email is in your spam folder or it's in your junk folder. Sometimes that happens when you sign up for an email list. So if you register for the website or you register for the email list and you haven't received the confirmation email, you need to just go look inside your spam folder, look inside your junk folder. I would feel pretty confident that that's why you haven't received it, because that's where it's at. That is the broadcast for this morning. If I have time this weekend, we'll go ahead and do another episode in our study of the Apocrypha, 2nd Esdras. I think we're ready for chapter 6, where that's concerned. Peace and grace be with all of you, and until next time, God bless.